Explorations, a program in special English by the Voice of America. It was called the last great goal in flying. It would be a flight around the world without stopping or adding more fuel. Today, Frank Oliver and Doug Johnson tell about a special plane called Voyager and the effort to set a difficult world record.
Voyager began as a quick drawing on a small piece of paper. 6 years later, the drawing was a plane that made history. Many people gave their time, energy, and money to help make the flight happen. But three people had lead parts in the event: Dick Rutan, Bert Rutan, and Gina Yeager. Dick Rutan was an experienced flyer. Bert Rutan was well known as a designer of experimental planes. And Gina Yeager held 9 world flight records as a pilot.
One day in early 1981, Dick, Bert, and Gina were eating in a restaurant in Mojave, California. Bert turned to his brother and asked a wild question. How would you like to be the first person to fly around the world without stopping to refuel? The three considered the idea. A non-stop flight around the world without refueling was the last flight record to be set. The flight always had been considered impossible. No plane could carry enough fuel to fly that far. But now there were new materials for planes. Bert thought he could build a plane that could make the voyage. Dick and Gina thought they could fly it. No one could think of a good reason not to try. Bert picked up a small piece of paper. He drew an airplane that looked like a giant wing and not much more. That was the beginning.
Some people thought their Voyager project was both impossible and foolish. Everyone knew it would be dangerous.
Bert Rutan had built lightweight planes before. He knew a normal plane made of aluminum metal could not make a trip around the world without adding fuel. So his solution was to build Voyager almost completely out of new materials. The materials were very light, but very strong. This meant Voyager could lift and carry many times its weight in fuel. The finished plane weighed about the weight of a small car.
It weighed 2,000 pounds, which is 1 ton.
The full load of fuel weighed 3 times that much. Voyager was not built to be a fast plane. It flew about 175 kilometers an hour.
That is 110 miles per hour.
One engine at each end of the body of the plane provided power. The area for the two pilots was unbelievably small. The person flying the plane sat in the pilot's seat. The other person had to lie down at all times.
After many test flights, the Voyager was finally ready in December 1986. On December 14th, Dick Rutan and Gina Yeager walked around the plane one more time. It looked like a giant white flying insect. They were going to be trusting their lives to this strange plane for the next 9 days. Dick climbed into the only seat. Gina lay on the floor. they were ready to go.
The long, thin wings of the plane were so loaded with fuel that they almost touched the ground. Voyager began to move down the runway slowly. Voyager was getting dangerously close to the end of the runway. It appeared about to crash. Finally, just in time, the long wings swept up. The plane leaped into the air. Dick turned the plane, then he aimed Voyager out over the Pacific Ocean.
Weight was the main consideration in designing the experimental plane, not safety, not comfort. Space for the pilots was so tight, they had great difficulty changing places. Voyager's long wings moved up and down as the winds changed. It seemed to sail on waves of air, just like a sailboat on ocean waves.
It was not an enjoyable trip. Dick and Gina were always tense. Over Africa, the two pilots struggled with continuous stormy weather. Dick had flown almost all of the first 60 hours of the flight. Then he changed places with Gina for short periods. Both were extremely tired.
Once past the violent weather, Dick and Gina began planning the way home. But as they flew up the coast of Mexico, the engine on the back of the plane failed. Fuel had stopped flowing to it. The more powerful front engine already had been shut down earlier to save fuel. With neither engine working, Voyager quickly began to lose speed and height. The plane fell for 5 minutes. Dick finally got the front engine started again. Then fuel started flowing to the back engine, and it began to work again, too.
9 days after takeoff, Voyager landed smoothly in California. It had completed a flight around the world. It had not stopped, and it had not refueled. Bert Rutan's design had worked, and Dick Rutan and Gina Yeager had joined the list of the world's greatest flyers. Thank you.